and start the next work. We're ready to start the next work in May of last year. My wife and I, we said, boy, don't you wish we could just start the next work? But we couldn't. Why? Because we didn't have enough support. And we came back in September. And we've been back since September of this last year. And we're back until November. We're planning heading back in November. But pray for us. We have about 75% of our support because of the dollar dropping, the economy. And also, we switched mission boards with a good mission board, Northwest Bible Baptist Mission. And our sending church is Bible Baptist Church, our pastor, Dr. Russ Tharp, and my brother-in-law. Pray for me, huh? But I tell a lot of people, the Tharps are my brother-in-laws. They say, brother, I'll be praying for you. Even Pastor Richard said, I'll be praying for you. And when we get together, a family get together, believe me, the brother-in-laws get picked on it quite a bit. But we got a lot of new people in the family, so I don't get picked on as much now. But I tell you, I just love the Tharp family. Love my brother-in-laws, great preachers. And I tell you, it's a blessing to be able to be a part of the family, to see what God has done in their family. Every single one serving the Lord. Every single one in the ministry. And I tell you, I said to my wife, I says, that's what, if the Lord doesn't tarry, I like to see our children, second, third generation, Nordquist, see Stephen as a preacher, see Alyssa married to a preacher, and then my grandson. I believe the Lord's going to return before them, but if not, I would love to see the Nordquist continue on. Amen? Like the Tharps, many of them serving the Lord. And I know that's pastor's desire for his children as well as desire for many of you. Amen? And we need to be involved in serving the Lord. And I thank the Lord for what He has done through us in Brazil. And I encourage you to pick up one of our prayer cards. Pray for us. Rio Grande do Sul has often been called the missionary graveyard. What do I mean by that? Many missionaries have come and gone. When I visit the country in 1990, only nine fundamental Baptist churches. Today they have 30. I thank the Lord for those missionaries that have stayed and that are serving the Lord there. And, Lord, we have a fellowship with the fundamental Baptist churches in our state, and our goal is to reach Rio Grande do Sul with the gospel. Amen? As you saw the pictures, we have went to the fairground, passed out 100,000 gospel tracts, saw some saved, have a new city to start a church, and that's our desire, to be able to reach our state with the gospel. And I just ask that you pray for us, pray that we can see more young men surrender to the ministry. You know, our work, really, last furlough, that Pastor Everton was the man for that church, we could have turned our work over, and this last term, we would have been in Via Mount, starting the church. You know, the Lord knows when we need help. When we were back there our last term, I said, Lord, I'd like to have somebody work with us. And Pastor Dwayne Spears, missionary Dwayne Spears, and his wife and three children came to work with us. And you know where the Lord's called them? Via Mount. And we had a part of helping them start Victory Baptist Church of Via Mount, a city of 300,000 people. So even though I wasn't able to start a church here, I had a part of being able to start a church here. Amen? And we have missionary family, very close American friends that are like family to us, 15 minutes from us, that we can fellowship, pray together, cry together, and work together serving the Lord. And what a blessing it is to do that. Turn your Bibles with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 16. 1 Corinthians chapter 16. In the world today, there are many people that have addictions. Addiction to drugs, alcohol, cigarettes, pornography, gambling. And these addictions destroy families, homes, and the lives of many innocent people who are working hard to try and make a living and provide for their family. I can think of in Brazil, our church was broken into. They stole the cameras. They stole the recording system for the cameras, the tape. And they sold that. What for? Just that they could have money to buy drugs. And we found out later on, we pretty much knew who the people were that broke into the church. And they have a drug problem. They just go and steal antennas and sell that to buy drugs. Addicted to drugs. There are also other addictions, such as watching TV, playing video games, and spending time on the internet. And it's not wrong spending time on the internet or watching TV, but it can cause people to neglect their responsibilities as workers, as parents, and as Christians from being involved in the work of the Lord. I've heard stories of those that are working on the job, and they have a computer. And while the boss isn't looking, they're playing on the internet. Should they be playing on the internet? No, they should be working their job, amen? They shouldn't be playing on the internet. They should be working. And yet there's those that have such addiction to TV, they'll watch it constantly. And we need to put our priorities in order. We need to put our priorities in order. Webster's dictionary defines an addict as a person who has a habit so strong that he cannot easily give it up. However, we have a loving God that sent His only Son to die on a cross for all people, even the addicts. And He can transform their life. Amen? As many of you, some of you, were alcoholics or had problems with drugs. And you got saved. And the Lord transformed your life. Amen? This evening I'm going to preach about a good addiction. There is a good addiction. You know that? There's a good addiction to have as Christians. And this addiction will cause us to reach more people with the gospel and see them saved. This addiction will cause us to see more members surrender their lives, be pastors, missionaries, pastors' wives. And this addiction will cause us to give more sacrificially to missions, to send more missionaries to areas that have few or no gospel preaching churches. And 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 13, "Watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quit you like men, be strong, let all your things be done with charity. I beseech you, brethren, that ye know the house of Stephanus, that is the first fruits of Achaia, and that they have addicted themselves," notice here, "that they have addicted themselves to the ministry of the saints, that ye submit yourselves unto such, and to everyone that helpeth with us and laboreth." And I am glad of the coming of Stephanus and Fortunatus and Achaicus. So for that which was lacking on your part, they have supplied. For they have refreshed my spirit and yours. Therefore acknowledge ye them that are such. The churches of Asia salute you. Aquila and Priscilla salute you much in the Lord with the church that is in their house. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much, Lord, for your precious word that you have given to us. And I ask, Lord, this evening that thou empowereth me, thy Holy Spirit, that thou will speak through me, Lord. And Lord, if there's someone here that doesn't know you as Lord and Savior, it's our desire that they not leave this building until they know 100% sure they're on their way to heaven. And with that, Father, we just ask this evening, Lord, that you just show us the need for workers, Lord. Just give us, Lord, a compassion for lost souls that will be more involved in the ministry, Lord, and more involved in soul winning. And just ask, Lord, you speak to hearts this evening, Lord, if there's a Christian here doesn't have a right relationship with you, Lord, that you'll speak to their heart, that they'll say, "Lord, forgive me," and that they'll make their relationship right with you this evening. Just ask your blessing upon this service. In Jesus' name, amen. Paul wrote this letter, this book to the Corinthian church, to encourage them to live their lives for the Lord. In this passage of scripture that we have read, we see Paul is talking about a house church that was addicted to the ministry. A house church, as we see here in verse 15 and 16. You can turn back there with me. And it says, "I beseech you, brethren, that ye know the house of Stephanus, and that it is the first fruits of Achaia, and that they have addicted themselves to the ministry of the saints, and that ye submit yourselves unto such and to everyone that helpeth with us and laboreth. So we notice in verse 15 it says that they have not, referring to the one, but to the church, the body of believers in Christ. This house church was addicted to the ministry. They gave themselves to help reach others with the gospel. Amen? And to send missionaries to reach other areas of the world with the gospel. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12, you can turn there with me. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12 to 18. For as the body is one and have many members, and all members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. If the foot shall say, because I am not the hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear shall say, because I am not the eye, am I not of the body? Is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where would the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where would the smelling? But now have God set the members, every one of them, in the body, as it hath pleased him. Amen? We see here every member of this church is important to this church. Every member, just like this right arm. I tell you, this hand right here, if I was to lose this right hand, right arm, I don't know what I'll do as far as writing. Because I can't write at all with this left hand. Oh, if I try to make a signature with this left hand, you wouldn't be able to read it at all. My writing's sloppy enough with my right hand, but if I had to write with my left hand, it'd be worse. But you know, this right arm is important. Just like every member of this church is important to this church. Many of you have gifts. Playing the piano. Singing. Teaching. Working with children. Working on a bus. Many of you, driving a bus. Cleaning. Every member of this church is important. Our Lord Jesus would love to see every member of this church addicted to the ministry, like the house church, Stephanus. Every member addicted to the ministry. They gave themselves to the ministry. They had a habit of being involved in the Lord's work. And this is what we need more of in fundamental Baptist churches today. Christians that have a habit of being involved in the Lord's work. We need to addict ourselves to the ministry. What are areas of the ministry we need to addict ourselves to? We're going to look at those areas of the ministry that we need to addict ourselves to. First, we need to addict ourselves to soul winning. Amen? Here at home and abroad, wherever we are. We need to have the habit of giving out gospel tracts and showing others through the Bible how they can be saved. Amen? And Acts 1:8 says, "But ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth." We are to be, after I got saved, this Miss June Andrews, missionary, worked at a teen center. That's where I was saved. Came into Teen Haven. Started to play ping pong. Met Miss June Andrews, and she asked me, she said, "If you died today, do you know for sure, 100% sure, you go to heaven?" I said, "No." She showed me through the Bible, and I got saved. After I got saved, she says, "Lord wants to use you now to tell others about Him." 2 weeks later, after I was saved, had a joy leading my first soul to the Lord. The Lord wants to use us once we're saved to tell others about Him. Amen? We need to be addicted to the ministry. We need to be addicted to giving out tracts. We need to be addicted to soul winning. We need and sharing the gospel with others. We live right now in Grand Junction, Michigan. Family and Pastor Doug Yoder's church has a trailer that they allowed us to stay in for this year as a base. And what a blessing. And they provided for us that we're not. But during the time I was there that we're living there in Grand Junction, the Lord spoke to my heart. In Grand Junction, Michigan, and Bloomingdale, Michigan, there's no gospel preaching church there. Now, I don't know too many churches that are going out in that area. And Joel Ridman and I, we went over and started knocking on some doors. The Lord burned my heart to take some time and reach that area while I'm living there with the gospel. We need to be witnesses wherever we are. Amen? Here in our Jerusalem and Jackson, Michigan, the city next door, the state next door, unto the uttermost part of the earth, we need to be witnesses. The second area of the ministry we need to addict ourselves to is discipleship. Turn back with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 16. That ye submit yourselves unto such, and to every one that helpeth with us and laboreth. We need to submit ourselves to the new Christians. Get to know them, encourage them, and help them grow spiritually. Are you doing that? I tell you, I get so excited when I see somebody receive Jesus Christ as their Savior. You know, the Bible tells us that the angels are rejoicing in heaven. Amen? And we need to be excited when somebody gets saved. Amen! Praise the Lord! We need to get excited. And we need to get them excited in serving the Lord. And Matthew 28:19, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost. The Lord Jesus wants us not only to reach lost souls with the gospel and see them saved, but to make disciples of the new converts. Amen? We need to teach them the doctrine of this book. We need to show them and teach them how to win lost souls to Christ. Amen? If we don't disciple the new converts, Satan will send somebody, a cult, and will confuse them. He will. Some churches are, and we should be strong in the area of soul winning. Amen? Some people are strong in the area of going out, but they lack in the area of discipleship. Not only has the Lord said, go and teach all nations, not only are we to reach them with the gospel, but we need to disciple them. Amen? Remember this one young man, I went out calling with this one pastor. We were praying. This man was demon, supposedly possessed of a demon. Was involved in the Ouija boards and things like that. And church was praying. We were praying. I was praying as a silent partner that the Lord would just empower us, the Holy Spirit. That man got saved. And the church I was helping out at the time were involved, and I was on deputation already. So I wasn't able to follow up on that man. And I asked later on, a month passed by, and I says, hey, has anybody followed up on that man? And somebody said, oh, yeah, we finally went back there, but he moved. And we heard he's now attending the Mormon church. The Mormons got hold of him and started discipling him. No, if we don't disciple, Satan will send somebody that will and confuse them. Discipleship, we need to addict ourselves to discipleship. We need to addict ourselves to soul winning. We need to addict ourselves to discipleship. Do you have a desire to see your new convert grow spiritually? Disciple him. Or have pastor or the church or someone in the church disciple. I was sharing with Pastor Rich today in Brazil, discipleship is time consuming. It's time consuming because like people in our church, everyone works different hours. Many of them get up at 5 o'clock in the morning. They don't get home until 9 o'clock at night. And so many times they have a Bible study. It's 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock at night or 9 to 10. And so I would love to have a new converts class, on Sundays, but that's difficult. But they have a new converts class, to get those new converts. But we don't have classroom space many times. And so as we see people come to the Lord, I disciple them, I mark times, I need help. Like I told Pastor, I said, if we have many people come to the Lord, which I'm praying, and that's a good problem to have, if we have 20 or 30 saved that need to be discipled, amen? And believe me, I'll call people in our church and I'll say, can you help? Or call other missionaries, can you help? I can't disciple this person during this time, but can you come over and help? And that's a good problem to have. We need to disciple. The third area of the ministry we need to addict ourselves to is giving. That we will have a willing spirit to give of ourselves to help others. Whether it be our time or money to help others as the Holy Spirit directs us to help someone out or give to missions. So more missionaries can be sent to other areas of the world. 1 Corinthians chapter 16. Turn back. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 17 to 19. And I am glad of the coming of Stephanas and Fortunatus and Achaicus, for that which was lacking on your part have they supplied, for they have refreshed my spirit and yours. Therefore acknowledge ye them that are such. And the churches of Asia salute you, Aquila and Priscilla, salute you much in the Lord. And notice right here, with the church that is in their house. Amen? Our church in Brazil started in a house. It's our Bible study started in a house. Many missionaries, even today, many churches are started in a house. And it's still being done today. The house church of Stephanas helped the missionaries out with a gift to help meet their needs, physically needs and traveling needs. A few members of this church also came with Stephanas to be encouragement to this church. And how can they do this? As they came, we see right here, I'm glad of the coming of Stephanas and Fortunatus and Achaicus, for that which was lacking on your part, they have supplied. They not only came with a gift to help the missionaries out with their traveling expenses, but they came to give of themselves. What can we do? What can we do? Can we go out soul winning? As they had special meetings back there, I believe when they came, and as Paul and Barnabas went to different areas, they went with disciples, went with other believers, and they went out soul winning. They invited people to come out to these special meetings, and they saw people saved. They gave of their time. Oh, what a joy it is to be able to help. Our church, we helped out other churches, like in Via Mound. Our church, we went all their soul winning when they had their starting their church. They had a week of meetings, and we went out. Our church went over there, knocked on doors, and invited people to come out that we could see people saved in the city of Via Mound. Other churches in Michigan that are starting, you can be a help. Amen. Give of your time to go over there. 2 Corinthians 8. Turn there with me. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 1 to 5. Moreover, brethren, we do you to wit the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia, how then in a great trial their affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded unto the riches of their liberality. And notice right here, for to their power I bear record, yea, and beyond their power, they were what? Willing of themselves, praying us with much entreaty that we would receive the gift and take upon us the fellowship of ministering to the saints. And this they did, not as we hoped, but first gave their own selves to the Lord and unto us by the will of God. The church of Macedonia gave sacrificially to the ministry so more missionaries could be sent out. Amen? They gave of themselves, gave sacrificially that they can be able to see more. And we need to be addicted to giving, to have the spirit of giving. The fourth area we need to, fourth area of the ministry we need to addict ourselves to is prayer. We need to have a habit to pray often. Amen? 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17, pray without ceasing. Very easy verse to memorize. Pray without ceasing. We need to have the habit of praying for our missionaries. We need to have the habit of praying for lost souls, for our lost friends, for our lost relatives that are heading to hell. We need to have a habit of praying for them. In Ephesians 6, 18 to 20, you can turn there with me. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching unto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints, and for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am ambassador in bonds, that therein I may be speak boldly as I ought to speak. Why do we pray before going out soul winning? The Lord give us boldness to preach the gospel. Amen? Because we can't do anything of ourselves. We need the power of the Holy Spirit in our life. We need the Holy Spirit to guide and direct us. In James 5, 13 to 16. James 5, 13 to 16. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if we have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effectual, notice right here, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Amen. Why do we pray for the sick? Because our Lord Jesus is the greatest physician of all, able to heal any sickness or disease. We have a missionary that we know of was in Germany, got mad cow disease. Attacks your brain from eating the meat. And he had to come to the United States for treatment. He went back to Germany. Lord, all his churches were praying for him. And the Lord healed him. He went back to Germany and he went to the hospital there, and the doctors were amazed. They said, could we test you? They said, we never had somebody that was healed or cured of this. There's no cure for mad cow disease. But the Lord's able to heal. Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, greatest physician of all, healed him. And today he's there as a missionary, still preaching the word and seeing souls saved. In Matthew 9, 36 to 38, we see in this passage, the Lord Jesus encouraged his disciples to pray for more laborers. He said, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into the harvest. Here the Lord Jesus encouraged his disciples to pray for more workers. The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. If all fundamental Baptist churches in the United States had addiction in praying for boldness to preach the gospel and for the Lord to call forth more laborers to the harvest field,
Do you believe we would see more people saved and surrender their lives to be pastors and missionaries? Do you believe that? All fundamental Baptists were addicted to the ministry like this house church of Stephanus. Will we see more saved and more gold to the foreign field? We sure would. We sure would. Think of a person that's addicted to cigarettes. Some of you probably know those that have been addicted to cigarettes. Now, if we could be addicted to the ministry like a person addicted to cigarettes, what a difference that would make. Amen? Think of those. I think my sister, she is addicted to cigarettes. Every 15 minutes, gotta have a cigarette. Gotta have a cigarette. And you know people that have to have a cigarette every 15 minutes. They smoke a few packs a day, a carton a week. And I was told $75 a carton. Imagine going through 3 cartons of cigarettes a week. So that'd be about $200 a week. So if we could have addiction to the ministry, like a person addicted to cigarettes, I got to give the missions. I got to give out gospel tracts. I need to pray. I need to pray for that brother. I need to pray for my mother that's unsaved. I need to pray for my sister that's unsaved. Well, what a difference we would make. Amen? Let's pray with heads bowed and eyes closed. I'd like to ask you this question. If you were to die today, do you know for sure you go to heaven? Most important decision we can make in our life is to receive Jesus Christ as our Savior. Are you saved? Maybe there's someone here that might say by raising their hand, "Preacher, pray for me. I do not know for sure. If I die today, I'd be with the Lord. Pray for me." I'd like to pray for you. Anyone here? Most important decision we can make in our life is to receive Jesus Christ as our Savior. Are you saved? So maybe the Lord's been speaking to your heart this evening through this message about being more addicted to the ministry, more addicted to giving out gospel tracts, more addicted to sharing the gospel with others, more addicted to praying, to giving, giving of your time and money, that you can be able to see more souls saved, more missionaries sent out. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much, Lord, for your precious word you have given to us. We ask, Lord, that you will help all of us here to be more addicted to the ministry, Lord. There's so many ministries that many of these members can be involved in. So many ministries, Lord. And we thank the Lord for this church, the bus ministry we have, for the Sunday school, for many ministries that the church has. But the ministry opportunities are, they go on, Lord. We can win so many more people to the Lord. Help us, Lord, to be addicted, more addicted to the ministry, that we can see souls saved. Father, use us for your glory and honor. In Jesus' name, amen.
Let's stand, page 476. 476, what a challenging message.